Larry Glick Show?
Let me check.
Is this Larry Glick?
Ask me anything. My answer hat is on.
Is this Larry Glick?
Let me check. Yes, it is. Manny Malik's a pal of mine.
Hello?
Manny!
How are you?
How are you, Manny? What happened down at the restaurant tonight? Who was there?
Your very dear friend, Broadway Bill.
Was he? Yeah, right.
Yes.
You want to hear something? Broadway Bill was telling his friend that he's the one that gave me my start in Boston, and he's the one that made me the star of the show, and I want the world to know it, too. And I want...
No, you're a sketch writer.
No, that's what he's telling this kid. He said that he got me the start here in Boston,
and
he said nice things. He just said that he was the one that got me started here,
you were due for a break, right?
Right, and there was just...
You come in town, you were lonesome.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that story, too. You were tapped out or something.
Tapped out.
Yeah, and you started humming.
Right.
And you started singing.
Right.
I doubt this story very much, though, Larry.
You doubt it?
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, they're crying out loud. The truth had to come out, huh?
Right. So, Broadway, wherever you are...
Stay there.
Yeah.
All right.
How many nights a week do you work?
Seven nights a week.
Manny Malik.
I have to.
Yeah.
Larry.
Manny.
Larry, this ain't no baloney.
Right.
You have to work seven nights when you pay that alimony. Okay, you laugh, right. I know you grin. But after all, I take it in the chin. When the troubles are there, you never fall. Just back your back against the wall and fight them off just one by one. And then from the courts, you don't have to run. You follow me? Because then when you don't pay, you go down to the island. And that's why I always say, pay it up and keep smiling. End of poem. Longfellow.
Hey, did you give up smoking?
No.
That's bad news.
I tried, but I don't inhale, Larry.
You don't?
No. Maybe every so often, but not that much.
Oh, I thought you inhaled.
If I inhaled, I would have been gone years ago.
Turn your head to the left and give me one cough, will you?
Who?
Turn your head to the left and cough once. Now to the right. Oh. That doesn't sound good, Manny.
I was forcing the cough, you understand?
Oh.
No, I wasn't going to cough unless you told me to.
How can you cough right in my face and your head?
That's not... in my head, Larry.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Your other friend, you remember him?
Who was that?
He helped make you two.
Who was that?
Jazzo the Clown.
Jazzo, another fellow who helped me make, but I met him at Walton's.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, listen, I'd like to have a poem about...
Oh!
A poem about Jazzo at Walton's and about Broadway Bill at the Broadway Coffee Shop and Larry and Manny. Ladies and gentlemen, from a cold water flat in East Cambridge, my pal...
Hot water in this one here, Larry.
The hot water flat in Cambridge, in East Cambridge.
That's why I moved here.
The Portuguese poet, Manny Malik.
Yeah, because I'm not in no mood tonight.
Oh, okay.
But nevertheless, we have to kill the time. It's a heck of a way to make a dime. Some folks, of course, who knows, he'll be the star. And this guy I call Larry, how did he go far? It happened in the day here at Broadway and Tremont Street, and Larry was there, rugged and beat. Up come this fellow from down the hill. You know, he can come up from down the hill, and you know all right well his Broadway bill. Put a buck in his hand, says, Larry, let me hear you talk. So over to the other station. You took a short walk. There was little Maxie. He heard your voice. He says, this is the man. He's got to be my choice. But Bill had made a star. And then came another, a little fella, a real mother, to everyone who took under his arms, little Jazzo, the man with the charms. Then he had a go, he had a hunch, to buy you beans at Walton's lunch. Till now, my dear friend, you're on WBZ, and I know you listen to all this guff for me. But the best of luck, Larry, my friend, and Jazzo and Broadway Bill, the end.
Well, I have to give you a round of applause.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Hey, do you want to have some kicks if you feel like it? You know where Broadway Bill is now?
No.
Huh?
No.
At the Essex Delicatessen.
The Essex Delicatessen.
See, that's one of his, what time is it?
It's quarter to
five. How many stops he makes.
Right.
You understand?
Well, they know him at, if they Broadway Bill?
He's the king of the Essex Deli, are you kidding?
Oh, I'll call up and thank him for it. Yeah.
When he comes in there, all the sardines start winking at each other. You know what I mean?
No.
Picture, yeah, they laid out the sardines, you know, and the heron. They look, he's here again.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you call him up for kicks?
Hey, Manny.
Catch him there right now.
Okay, I'll call him.
Okay,
so,
pal.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Larry.
This is the Essex Delicatessen, your after-hour deli.
Charlie DiGiovanni.
Hello, Larry.
You son of a gun, you're all over like Charlie.
Hey, we only have one celebrity here tonight, Larry.
Who is it, Charlie?
Broadway Bill. That's all.
Hey, did you know that he gave me my start here in Boston?
Yeah, I was hearing you were talking to Manny about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And where is he? Let me say hello to him. I want to thank him.
Okay.
Is he there?
I'll get him right away, Larry.
Whoever thought that Charlie DiGiovanni would be there at the Essex lunch?
Hey, Broadway Bill.
People are in the inside life of...
Hello, Larry.
Hey, Broadway Bill, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
I want to thank you very much. I just found out that you were the fellow that gave me my start here. Hey, what would happen right now, ladies and gentlemen? Broadway Bill is right in the center of Boston in a place called the Essex Deli. And what would happen if you were to sing a song there? Would you shock the people behind the counter? Would you shock the people?
No, I don't see why I would.
I don't think you would either. How about singing the song from downtown Boston? Here's your, what are you gonna sing, Broadway Bill?
I don't know. What would you like to hear?
Thanks for getting me started. How about an impression of Johnny Ray?
Let me see. I'm going to try it. I don't want to do the high one because everybody's liable to really, you know.
Just let me know. You're on the air now and you got to do it.
As I was walking down by the river, feeling very sad inside, when all at once the stars in the sky felt that little crowd cry. He said to me, be very lonesome, he'd never know whether he lived or died. When all at once the stars in the sky felt right down and made that little cloud
Hey, did you say you didn't want to raise your voice? works the Playboy circuit. He's in love with his dog, Charlie.
Hello.
I'd like to speak to the star of the Playboy Club, please.
Yes, this is the star of the Playboy Club. Listen, Larry.
Hey, Sonny.
The guy never brought the sandwiches over. I'm going to wait 20 more minutes.
He didn't bring the sandwiches over from last night?
I'm just putting you on, Larry.
He told me you were a big tipper, too.
Oh, not only that, Larry, but we rolled them.
You rolled Charlie, did you find
him? Beautiful. We wound up with his cab. It's in my room now.
He brought you up the sandwiches and the pickles and the coffee and you rolled my pal?
Yeah.
What did Charlie, your dog, think about it?
He loved his cab driver.
Oh.
I mean, ask the cab driver to show you his ankle. Right through the bone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. How's it going, baby?
Very good.
Oh, great. Honey, it's Larry Glick on the phone.
That's no way to talk to a dog,
what
honey.
He did that. I rolled over.
Oh.
Isn't that? That's without a command.
Right. But, you know, there's... Have you ever found out about any psychological hang-ups where you love your dog?